Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It is 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show this morning. Is Jace. Sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, let's get started with the weather. All right, Galveston down on the island this morning is 74 degrees. And today they're looking at sunny skies with a high of 88, north-northeast winds 10 to 20. And then for tonight, clear skies during the evening, giving away to clouds and a few showers after midnight. We are getting kind of a small percentage of rain chances back, but east winds 5 to 10. And rain chance tonight is 30%, but for tomorrow, sunny with a high around 85, east-northeast winds 15 to 25, and looks like a 20, maybe 30% chance of rain tomorrow. No big deal. But anyway, all right, tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We have a high coming up. It just occurred at 3:53 a.m. It's a 1.8. And then a low tonight at 7:22 p.m. and 0.4. So standing high most of the morning, then outgoing all afternoon. 7:13 a.m. is sunrise. 7:03 p.m. sunset. Moon phase right now is 66%. And looking at current conditions, winds are down. It's calm. They're calling for that northeast 10 to 20, but they've been doing that every day, and it's been calm. But right now at the Galveston Channel, it's kind of west-northwest at 1. Barometric pressure is 29.97 inches. Water temp 86. Eagle Point, air temperature is 73. With 85-degree water and northwest wind at 5 to 6, pretty much the same at Morgan's Point, 73 with 83-degree water, west wind at 6 to 7. So that's not much to write home about there. All right, well, let's head over to the Golden Triangle area over to Sabine Lake, and let's check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning and see what's up. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, man. Doing all right. Oh, well, I actually fished 3 days this week, and same three guys every day, and they caught fish. They did.
Well, y'all know y'all knew what to expect out of each other. 3 days straight fishing, that's pretty good. Same crew.
Yeah, same crew. I've had these guys three times before. They're always a pleasure to fish with. Mm-hmm. Great guys up from the Dallas area. And, man, I'm telling you, we caught 20 trout the first day and threw back a whole pile. And then the next day I decided that I would move, and I explored the Johnson Bayou area. There was no fish over there, just like there's been most of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It just was not happening. So we went back to the channel and caught two pretty nice trout and two flounder and three oversized reds.
Right.
Now, that was a pretty much of a flop of a day, but it happens. I mean, yeah. We fought it too. We went here and there and didn't stay in one place too long. And we had dredge pipes to have to float over, and every once in a while that dredge pipe would float. That was a serious issue.
Where was that at?
On the ship channel.
Yeah.
We had to float over that big old plastic dredge pipe, and it would sink every once in a while. Then it would float. And at the end of the morning, the first morning, we got around, it was about 1:30, and they quit, and the pipe floated, and we were trout. No way out.
What?
So we had to go off. Yeah, we had to go all the way, and there was one gap in between the pipe and some concrete piers, and the boat had 3 inches clearance on each side.
Oh, man.
I had to drive through that. Then I had to go all the way around into the Chenier Pool and go around the dredge, and he was way up in there. I figured they'd holler at me on the loudspeaker, but they didn't. I guess they knew I was just
they
trying to
escape. They probably knew what was going on. Yeah, you had to get out of there.
But there was literally no other place to fish, and man, that was it. There was no fish anywhere but there.
Yeah.
I had one other spot that had a few trout, so we got trapped in there the first day, and we decided we'd go do something else, but man, that was spooky. And we were sitting there sweating the whole time because that pipe would float up every once in a while, and then it'd go down, float up, go down. And we were getting pretty nervous about that. But the third day, I decided to go all the way to Vinton, Louisiana. And I had my guys meet me over there at Stuckey's on I-10, just past Vider.
Yeah.
And we went all the way to the Burned-Out Bridge, the old Highway 90 launching round.
Well, I've never been there.
Ran down to the lake. It's a good ramp, real nice.
Right.
Kind of slow, kind of narrow and parking, but, I mean, it's a good ramp. We took off down there and ran to the lake so we could do Louisiana limits and fished Louisiana side. And the end result was we had 31 trout.
Oh, well, that's good. So that paid off.
That paid off.
Yeah, it did.
I went all the way as far south as I could without, trying to really, really burn a whole lot of gas. It's about a 9-mile run anyway. And we got down there, and, man, those fish, there was two or three boats there, and those fish were deep. They were 12 foot down on 13 foot of water.
Right.
And, I mean, the high tide was coming in, and let me tell you what, we caught a pile of fish. I mean, it was, I bet you we caught 60 or 70 trout.
Goodness.
And some of them were pretty good, solid fish, too. I mean, we had some 13 and a halves, but most of them were right at, 15, 16. And we threw out, if they were questionable, we just pushed them back over the side.
Yeah, the Louisiana minimum length is what, 13 now?
13.
Yeah.
If they were quarter over, we kept them. But there wasn't that many of those.
Right.
They were either the 12 and a half, the majority of them were 12 and a half, But we just caught them and caught them and caught them. Let that G go up to the bank of the bayou, and it was deep right off the bank. Mm-hmm. You throw up to the bank of the bayou, pull it off the ledge and let it free fall. And you get down there to about 11 to 12 feet. That's where they were. I could see them on my depth finder.
Yeah.
And big boomerangs down there. I said, this is it, buddy.
That's
and every once in a while, a little small shrimp would skip.
Yeah.
But that was the only sign that we had that there was fish down there. And it was just, we stayed there and stayed there and stayed there all morning, all till 11:30. And they had to leave a little early, so we'd come back in with 31 trout, and that was real good after fighting it that second day so hard. Finally, you just keep looking until you find them. Now, that I would have gone up there to that area on day two, but there was so much north wind, we couldn't get there.
Yeah.
That northeast wind was just kicking, and actually it swung to north there once. Yeah, it did, and I just couldn't make that run. I said, well, we're going to shake all the bolts out of this boat, what's left of it. You know how that goes. But the color of the day was we fished straight K. Wiggler ball tails, white, pearl white, or glow with a yellow tail.
Mm-hmm.
Either one worked just as well because they were stacked in there, you know, and we just kind of moved up and down that bayou for about 100 yards. That's where they were all at. Really, really cool stuff. And all the other boats left because they couldn't figure it out.
Couldn't get nothing going, yeah.
And then somewhere during the morning, I think about 10 o'clock, the tide started falling, and I moved where I knew I needed to be, out of the bayou, and set up on point with the power pole.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 foot, 4 foot of water, and cast out toward the slope off into the bayou. Now, I mean, we started catching them again. We could have stayed right there and caught them for a long time. So we just we finished up right there, and amazingly, we did not catch a redfish. I have no idea where the redfish are up in the lake. I thought surely we'd catch one at that place.
They're moving a lot.
Nope.
Right now, the redfish, you know, up my way are shallow. They're like 2 to 3 feet of water at the most.
Well, I think they're,
the slots, they're in tight.
I think what's going on here is they're up in the marsh with the shrimp. The shrimp have not come out yet. I know there has to be redfish here, but I've not been in the marsh ponds. You know, that's hard to do with 3 people or 2 people.
Yeah.
Somebody doesn't get to fish. You can fish the boat canals, you know, those ditches and stuff, but you can't get where you really need to be in those ponds. If they're out in the ponds, and the water's been pretty high every day. So they're in those ponds maybe, and you just have to drift that.
Right.
I usually like to do that when I've got one person. That's what I'll do with that, but it's hard to get in there. And there's so much private property, you know, you have to figure
out. Well, yeah, that's a big deal over there, especially, you know, in the Louisiana waters. That it's not the same as Texas waters.
No, it's not.
There's no private property underwater. That's a whole different animal.
You can't question if they put signs up across the mouth of a dead end canal or something. You know, you just can't. You have to honor it. You don't know.
You have to honor it. That's right. You really do. And whether you know whether the signs are legit or not, I mean, that's the way it is in those waters. Let me knock this break out, Bill. I'll come right back at you. Hang on a second, buddy. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. 281-332-6224. That's Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill. And we were talking, what were we talking? I did just left my mind here.
Hey, it happens to the best of us, buddy. Oh, well. Yeah, we were talking about
redfish, I think.
Talking about redfish, where they were.
Yeah.
And I think they're in the ponds, but I'm not sure where they are. Now, on the Texas side, you can go in all the ponds you can find, but, you know, you've got Keith Lake and all that area.
Right.
But now that they put in that new 3-launch concrete ramp over there, it's got big boats all in it. Used to, I was pretty much the only one that would brave it. But now they've got, you know, redfish boats and all kinds of stuff goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fished pretty heavily. But I know there's some redfish in there because they stock them. They put them in the back, and they slowly grow up back there in those ponds, and they'll usually come up to the front all the way, and in those ponds up there in the lake itself. They'll come into the Keys Lake Fish Pass.
Right.
And if you're there on the day they come through, you're going to have a day.
Yeah.
And they stock trout back there, too.
Right.
They put those trout way back.
Well, that's a good estuary.
Way back
put them
in the back.
Where, you know they're going to make it and survive.
Yeah, that's what they do.
It's a real good idea.
I've seen them stocking those fish back there, and that's a pretty neat thing to watch. All them little baby speckled trouts and little baby redfish.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty neat. They bring them all the way over from that hatchery. Or I think do they have two now?
Man,
you got one at Flower Bluff and...
Well, Flower Bluff, then you got the one there, the one up here by Lake Jackson, that area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought they had two.
Yeah, I wish they had put out more info about their stockings. You know, they used to do that a lot. It was easy to obtain the info to it. Now you got to search your eyeballs off, and luckily if you will, you can't find any updated, you know, what they're doing this year or last year, that kind of deal. But it'd be interesting to know just how many millions of fish are putting back in the water.
Well, I might just drop by the Parks and Wildlife Office on Pleasure Island and get them to see if they'll pull that up on the computer for me. I'd like to know what the general health of the Texas side is right now.
Well, we hadn't heard much since these limit changes and everything, and, you know, their krill net surveys and all that. And, well, it's time of year now. They're probably doing their fall surveys.
And, oh, yeah. I saw the research boat coming in out of Gulf the other day.
Yeah.
Sunday.
They're
coming up the channel.
Do all that. I'd like to really know how our numbers are increasing percentages, you know, percentage-wise. We kind of know. We see it because we do it a lot. But
yeah.
But they're cold, hard data that they depend on.
Yeah.
Would be more
I'll tell you another thing that, they do a real good job keeping statistics and things like that. And I don't know the Louisiana office well enough to go over there and visit with them. But that's something that's on my bucket list, is to find out where their office is. They may have one in Baton Rouge, or they may have one over at Sulphur. I don't know.
You still have to go all the way to Baton Rouge to get your Louisiana guide's license?
No, they mail it to me. The first time you get it, you have
well,
to go
yeah,
over
the
there.
First time you have to go to Baton Rouge.
But right. I've not had to do that. And one year, I think 2022, they let us drive over to Sulphur.
Yeah.
And pick it up. But they discontinued that, so they're just. And you can get it online if you're willing to go through all the steps.
Right.
I usually just put together a packet and mail it to them. I've got a little bit of time for a turnaround, but they get it to you about the first or second week of December, and that don't give you much time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it online, you can process it real quick. But... It's a pain.
Yeah, you have to scan them copies of your Coast Guard license and all that, and then email
them. Oh, yeah,
it to them.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to have $300,000 liability insurance. I've got $500,000. Just be sure I make it all right. It's all expensive. If you're going to do business, you got to pay the fiddler.
You know, I remember fishing in the Redfish Cup. It was hard to, in Florida, they required a $1 million liability policy.
God.
And to fish, in those tournaments. And in Texas, you couldn't, the most you could get was $500,000, and they had to make an exception for Texas boats because that's all we could get in Texas. That was the limit.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Problems for the traveling fishermen.
It's boy, if I didn't have to have insurance, I'd have some money.
I would too.
I mean from the whole perspective of it, auto, boat,
yes,
health, homeowners. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It just goes on and on, and they have a license.
It does. It's the biggest expense of my life. It's just having insurance.
Yeah, and you can't run without it.
Nope.
That's just amazing. Or you can just take a chance on your home and hope it doesn't burn down.
Or blow away.
That's
a big deal, is the windstorm thing with homes, you know, where we live.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Just, you know, regular fire and liability is not that bad. But, man, when you throw that windstorm in there, and now flood insurance is getting really, really high. So it's
yeah, I just had to drop mine. It went up so high.
Yeah.
Harvey didn't get me, so.
Yeah, if I flood where I live from rising water, it's the end of the world. I mean, you got giant
all over but the crying
for runoff to run into there where I live, and it's, you know, and I mean,
if you do get rising water
from a hurricane, the elevation we have out there, like, it's anywhere from 23 to 27 feet elevation along that side of Trinity Bay. Now the other side you better have it, but on my side, the west side, I mean, if that's the case, you're gonna get tidal surges like that, well, it's the end of the world anyway. Everything's going to be blown off slabs.
That's right.
It'd be a Cat 5 or 6.
I'm at 25.3 elevation, and Harvey put water right to the edge of my slab.
Yeah,
on
y'all's,
the north side of the house.
Harvey was over y'all's way was, well, it's hard to say, but there wasn't a tidal surge. That was just all flood rainwater. I mean, that.
Yeah.
What'd you say you got in your area, like 63 inches?
We had 72 inches.
Well, yeah, there were some areas did have 70 plus. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we had 53 here in Baytown, right there on Cedar Bayou watershed. 53.
It was bad. A lot of people have never recovered from that.
No.
There's still homes up and down the highway that are abandoned. It was a really horrible situation.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, and people put back double wides instead of rebuilding and put them up high on blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand why they did that. It's a tough place we live in.
That's a game you play.
But
we're unscathed this year so far, knock on wood.
Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, man.
That's all I got to say.
And the Gulf Coast needed a break of some kind. You know, Florida, too.
We did.
I saw where four or five houses washed off into the Atlantic yesterday in North Carolina from those huge seas coming off those two storms.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah. I bet they got a good break over there. The surfers are going crazy. But they're loving that.
They sure. Oh, yeah, they love it. They don't have to worry about it.
Somebody updated a wave report out in the Atlantic, and I think there was 86, 87-foot seas way out there between the two storms.
Oh, man.
That's giant, buddy.
That's it's
like
that's
the North
the
Sea,
kind of
buddy.
Waves. Yeah, you don't want to be there.
No.
Now, even some of the biggest ships can be taken in with that.
That's right. All right, Bill. We'll always enjoy talking to you, man. If somebody wants to get over to Sabine and fish with you this fall and winter, how do they reach you?
Well, just call me at 409-673-9211 or Fish Sabine Lake on the web.
All right, brother.
Glad to get you there.
Well, Bill, you have a good day. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Hey, man, thank you. Appreciate it.
See you now. Take care, my friend. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. It is 4:35. All right, let's head up to Conroe and check in with the fish dude this morning. Richard, good morning. What's going on?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm just hanging out, brother. It's all good. Getting back to the old grind.
I heard that. Ain't no
Looking
doubt.
At some beautiful crappie pictures, man. This listener that he texted me something last week from Lake Houston.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm glad somebody's catching them.
Catching them all on jigs.
Sweet. Can't beat that deal at all. I'll tell you what, Conroe, I talked to some guys yesterday. They were catching some, but they're all little ones, so that's a good thing. But
oh, these are nice, flabby looking crappie. Beautiful fish.
Mm-mm. I hear you. I'm ready to catch me some of them. It's too bad I ain't going to Rayburn this year.
And man, that's what we need is a crappie fry. Man,
I know. It wouldn't be a bad deal. There ain't no doubt. So I'm just gonna have to find me another little spot to go because Rayburn, they're not gonna have that rattle trap deal this year, so I won't be going over there. No, they decided they didn't. See, GSM Outdoors bought rattle trap, so they decided this year they didn't want to do it. So I think this is their third year of owning them. So it's one of those deals where they got their numbers guys down there crunching numbers, saying it ain't working or whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I don't know how they do it.
Not worth the effort, I guess.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that's one thing about that rattle trap tournament why I always like fishing, because, you know, you're limited to just those baits, whatever they had, whatever they made. And it was, you know, I mean, that dang thing's been going on forever, though. I mean, that's what gets me, because it's, you know, I used to fish that thing back in the 90s. I mean, that's how long that particular tournament's been going on. You know, it's changed hands with who ran it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's always been there, and it was a, You know, it was just a fun little event for me to kind of get away and do something different, you know. And this year, they're just not going to have it. So it's I'd got to find something different to do anyway. But and then with Rayburn being down as low as it is right now, anyway, it's one of those deals where maybe it's a good thing I'm not going over. I might end up tearing some stuff up. Who knows? But
surprise, lower unit objects just under the surface right now. Randy was telling me last week when I talked to him, if you're coming over, be careful.
No, I hear you. I mean, that's one of the things. You know, I've been down there. I think it was 97. It was really, really low. I don't remember how low, but it was way down. And, you know, that was before GPS and all that stuff. And I went over there taking pictures with a Polaroid camera, you know, take a little Polaroid one step, take a picture and shoot out there, and then I'd mark on the picture where it was and, you know, what I was looking at in that particular picture. And I still got some of those old pictures somewhere, because that's how I used to reference everything. I'd go to different lakes when they were down like that. That's what I'd do, areas that I fished in normally, areas that I didn't know that much about, and just look and see what was there. And now you got topographical maps that show you 1 foot contour lines. You got, you know, everything you can imagine that's just built into your depth finder. So you don't have to do that kind of stuff anymore, even though it's, you know, it's nice to kind of reflect back on those and look back and say, you know, this is the way it used to be, you know, because it's like we used to line stuff up on for a brush pile or for a, you know, a fishing hole or whatever. You know, there's a place on Conroe called Knapp Lake. Now, most people don't know where it's at. It's in the middle of the lake, and it's old. It's just an old pond, basically, is what it is. And back in the, the late 80s and stuff like that, you know, before GPS and back when flashers were the big thing going, we'd line up these little cell phone towers, even though they were just radio towers back then, is what we called most of them. And you'd line these towers up that were, you know, maybe 10 miles away. And you'd just line them up so they look like one, or triangulate, put one in front, one in back, and get in the middle. And then all of a sudden, boom, you'd see a pond dam out there. And we'd go out there and catch the heck out of fish on it, on that old pond dam.
It's changed now, man.
It has. Everybody can find it.
I was looking at these lake levels. This time last year, the lake wasn't even a foot below pool. It was about 10 inches. And this year, it's over 7.5 feet below pool.
Yes. And that's, you know, they were working, I think it was year before last, they were working on the dam, and they're doing the same thing this year, just they're holding it down. And because I can't remember exactly what all was going on.
2023 at this time, it was almost 5 foot below pool.
Right, and they were doing that same work they didn't complete back then on the dam, and now they're back into doing that same stuff, and they're drawing it down and keeping it down. Because I remember going over there and seeing I think it was an excavator down there on the edge of the dam, and then all of a sudden we got a big rain, and that lake shot up, and I go, good night, they're going to lose that excavator because it's going to go under, you know. And it's and then they pulled all, I guess they pulled all their equipment out, and the lake shot up, and you know, it came up and made up that 5 feet that it was down, and so they just left it alone for a little while. But it's you know, whenever the lake gets low like that, I think the most I've seen Rayburn down has been about 10 feet. And when it gets down like that, you know, that's
back in the 80s.
Yes, 80s or 90s, it's somewhere along in there. I just don't remember exactly when it was, but it was way, way down. And that's like there's a hump over there off of Needmore Point that has got a gigantic oak tree laying on top of this hump. Now, you know, on normal years, you go across it, there's 10 or 12 feet of water on top of the hump, and then there's like 35 and 40 feet all the way around it. Yeah. And I took a picture of that log laying on top of that hump, because it was out of the water and dry. And I just remembered, man, this thing ought to be great when it comes back up, because you got that big giant log laying there. You got this deep, deep water all the way around it. You know, that's back years ago. You had to go across there in Farmer's Flats. Yeah, that's whenever I kind of started thinking, you know, not all bass spawn shallow, because the lake was down and you get on Farmer's Flats and you could see those little divots in the uh-huh. bottom where those beds were. And it's normally 8 to 10 foot of water sitting in those areas right there where I was seeing all that. And it's like, you know, these rascals don't all get up there where you can sight fish for them. But, you know, and that's, you know, that's where we're at, kind of at the beginning of my bass fishing stuff anyway. It was in the 80s and stuff yeah. like that, where I started fishing a lot of tournaments. And I, you know, started noticing stuff like that and thinking, man, they're not all up shallow when they're spawning. They'll spawn out deep like that too. You know, and then that's like with the side imaging and stuff right now on the your depth finders you got, whether it's Lowrance, Hummingbird, Garmin, whatever, you can go out there and you can spot those brim beds, you know, where I always thought brim spawned in less than 5 foot of water. You know, what on Conroe, there's a couple of humps out there. You can go around them and, man, you'll see them out there in 15 foot of water yeah. where there's a bunch of brim beds out there. And you go, dang, them rascals are out deep. So that's, you know, they got to be some big ones out there, because if not, they're just the dumbest brim on the planet, because there's all kinds of stuff yeah, that'll eat yeah. them out there in that deep water like that, you know. So, but it's because on that particular hump where I see those brim beds out there in that super deep water like that, I hybrid fish all around there. So I know them thing hybrids will eat them up. I mean, especially if they're small, you know, that's one thing. You get you, I'll say a 3-inch, two and a half to 3-inch brim, especially in the summer months. Those hybrids will eat them rascals up. They love them. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, that's like yesterday I was talking to the guys. We were out there fishing and talking about the only time they'd ever caught hybrids was on chicken liver and stuff like that. And that's how, when I first started fishing for them, that I was using chicken liver to catch them.
Right.
But it's always in the warm months, June, you know, end of May, June, July, that you can catch them out yeah. there. Because it's just, I don't know why they like it, but they like it in those warmer months.
So, I remember the biggest bass I ever seen in my life was on Rayburn. A buddy and I were fishing Indian Mound.
Yeah.
And Wacky
Woman. Well, that's Toledo.
And, or Indian Cove. Isn't there an Indian Cove on Rayburn or something?
Indian Creek,
that's it.
Yeah.
Mound
yeah.
over at Toledo. Yeah, I got you.
Now. Right. Yeah.
But I caught this big old brim, and I threw it back, and it's just laying on top of the water, and I'd already flipped back in that buck brush to grab another bass. And I looked back, and for whatever reason, I was looking right at that brim when that bass came up and devoured that thing.
Blew That's hole crazy.
The mouth on it. I mean, it was huge. I mean, that yep. brim didn't have a chance. He sucked that in like it was a little minnow. No problem.
No, I'll tell you. And it's amazing off. How they'll do it.
Kevin looked at me and said, man, we ain't throwing big enough baits.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the funny thing. I used to try those baits on those big giant baits on different lakes. You know, like when people first started chucking wood choppers and stuff like that, you'd watch like, what was it, Ron Speed? He had all his Mexico stuff going on, and he'd be catching fish. He'd be catching fish on big giant baits over there. We'd bring them over here to Raver, and you'd start chunking them, you know, like big wood choppers and you know, just big, those big gigantic baits, you know, and big topwater baits and stuff like that to see what all they would eat. And then you take it and try to bring it on Conroe, and those fish wouldn't touch it. It's like, you got to be kidding me. One lake you can catch them on, the other one you can't. And it's just amazing
how it works out. Yep, it really is. Yep. All right, Richard, yep. I'm already out of time. I got to run. If somebody wants to come up and fish Conroe with you, give them some info how they can reach you, man.
All right, Nick, you want to get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Suits Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishsuittx.com or just check out the webpage, fishsuittx.com.
Or no catfish or hybrid is safe.
Yeah, I promise you. Have fun. Buddy.
All right, man.
Yes, sir.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's hop down to Matagorda now and check in with Captain Charlie P. this morning. Captain Charlie Paradosky, what's up, man?
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good. Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Fair to middling.
That's good. Going to fight fair to middling today?
Yes, sir. Yep. Fought him yesterday.
Yeah.
He was pretty good. Pretty good top water bite yesterday.
Yeah, Tommy texted me yesterday and said he couldn't talk tomorrow morning because his daughter's getting married and they're going out of town or something. But he said it's been good. Y'all been killing them.
Well, it's supposed to be. It's October.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's, you know, it's all trout. I think, you know, the guys fishing with bait are doing good on redfish in West Bay, but, we're just hopping reefs and, you know, everything's on shell.
Yeah.
And, really the best bite, Mickey's in around 11 to 1,
right.
You know, it calms down and if you're in the right place and have some bait around you, it's a pretty good topwater bite. Pretty good.
On that outgoing tide.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as that outgoing tide starts.
Yep.
Get a little movement. I found him yesterday on a reef. As I was pulling up to it, I saw a school of porpoises going by it. And I said, I said, maybe they'll push those fish on top of that reef. And sure enough, they did. Pushed them right on top of it. Those guys, I stayed in the boat. I watched them. They caught, I don't know, 15 or 20 apiece on little baby spooks. And yep. They were all 18, 19-inch fish, good fish. So it's good. It's pretty
nothing
good.
Wrong with that, brother?
No. No. Then you come home and watch baseball, have four games to watch. So.
Boy, I'm junked out on baseball, buddy. I've been hitting it. Well, I didn't hang with that Dodgers game last night. I had to go to sleep.
But, no, I'm sure they won it, I guess. So.
Oh, yeah. I think it ended up 8-1, 8-2 or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're in the NLDS for the 13th straight year.
Yeah, I'm tired of that. I need the Phillies to knock them off.
Probably you add up Ohtani's salary and Yamamoto's and Freddie Freeman's, and that's probably more than our entire team makes, just those three guys.
Oh, God. I know.
It's crazy.
I know. Yeah. Yep. But
Yankee squeak.
It's entertaining.
Cleveland, but there's been some good ball games, man. Good tight games.
There sure has. I've watched every one of them.
Boy, Detroit, I don't know how many runners they've stranded. They look like the Astros, all the runners in scoring position stranded. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's where the Astros should have been, right there with that game.
I mean, if they'd have just won one more game, they'd be in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll be Seattle and the Phillies.
We're spoiled rotten, aren't we? I mean, they've
– Yeah.
You look at the teams we've had in the past, and we stuck with them through thick and thin, and this year, that's even worse to just knowing just one game here or there we could have won, we'd have been in the playoffs. But I don't think we'd have gone far. It's just we had too many problems, too many injuries.
That's right.
But I'm proud of
them.
They stuck with it. They made it fun.
Yeah, they're done. Yeah, it was.
It was.
It was. You can't win them all the time.
No, you can't.
Well, the Dodgers do, but whatever.
Well, they got the capital.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Yeah. You fished this week?
No, I did not. I'm working on a project. And
I got you.
Going next week. So it'll probably going to blow 25 to 30, rain or whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But,
I know we've got a big, a big tournament down here this weekend. It's J&H tournament, boat tournament.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a big one.
So I'm glad I'm wading today, and then I've got boat fishermen the rest of the weekend. You won't be able to get on a good spot anyway after today. So
probably not.
Nope.
That's a lot of nope. A lot of folks to roll into Matagorda, bud.
Yes, it is. Yep. That's usually a pretty big tournament
Haney,
over here.
Yeah, that Haney tournament's huge, too. They have down at PA every year.
Oh, that's bigger. That,
yeah,
oh, that
huge.
Is huge.
It's monstrous.
Yeah. Yeah, we never fish it, though. It's just too far for us to go.
I know it.
But
see how we act when we get older? We used to pull all the way to Florida to fish for 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Remember that? That was a nightmare.
I wouldn't trade those experiences for nothing, but
no, it was fun.
I wouldn't want to do it again.
Full of pee and vinegar back then. Not now.
Yeah.
I don't even
pull
like
them damn boats all night.
Matagorda.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. But right now we got some good fishing, and it should just get better and better and better. I haven't heard of any big trout being caught around here lately, but they'll show up
colder.
Here.
Yeah, when it gets colder, that'll come.
Yeah. I'm not seeing any shrimp on these shorelines yet. Maybe over in West Bay, that's what those boys are doing, but you know, we need a fallout. It'll come soon enough.
Yeah, we need some more fronts. Water temperature drops. Get that water down in the low 70s, mid 70s, and you'll start seeing some movement. It'll happen.
Sure will.
Flushing tides. It'll all come together.
Yeah.
It's pretty decent right now. That's and it just depends on where you're at. I mean, it's not like they're everywhere. You know, all over the place. And, you know, all our water salted up, and these fish are spread out everywhere now. And it's, you just got to land on them. And everybody I know, all my buddies that are catching them right now, they're having to go to the same places every time. They spend a lot of hours looking and searching and coming up, you know, zeroing everywhere, and then they'll go back to where they've been getting them, and bingo Johnny, they're right on them.
There you go.
But there's a lot of movement going on, and the redfish over here are real shallow. You know, the slot reds. Now, the bull red fishing, it's through the roof. You know, beachfront and jetties and down by the dike and all that, redfish. It's redfish season.
Yeah, it's the same thing over here. You can go to the jetties here and catch them, too.
Even though Craig in G-Town, he sent me a picture yesterday, him and Key, they caught some nice croakers. He had them laid out and sent me a picture of them. Boy, I'd like to have a box of those.
Me maybe, too. I like them.
Maybe we got a little hint of a croaker run starting up too. So
yeah.
It is October,
good luck with
like
that.
You said, Charlie. It is October, buddy.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, if somebody wants to come over and fish Matagorda this fall and winter with you, Charlie, give them a number so they can reach you, my friend.
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, buddy. Well, Charlie, have a good day. Good talking to you. See you, man.
Take care, Mickey.
All right. All right, we're going to take a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.